Hi, my name is Damien. I'm from Kilkenny County Library Service, and today I'm going to talk to you about Kilkenny City Christmas's past. Christmas evokes many different memories for us all, from childhood to adulthood, traditions shared with family, friends and community, giving us something to look forward to. While today Christmas advertisements come at us in a large variety of forms, for many years in Kilkenny, the local newspapers were one, if not the main form, of promoting goods and services at Christmas. We now dip back into newspapers past to see the development of Christmas in Kilkenny. Our journey begins in 1898 when the advertising of food, drink and clothing were the order of the day. Teas from the China Warehouse on High Street, run by Mr. P. Keeley, were delicious and aromatic China blends which are the delight of the breakfast table and with prices graduated to suit the varying tastes and purses of the patrons. As well as teas, the business was in the grocery and provision trade and was known for its malt whiskies. Mr. P.J. O'Connell, baker merchant, whose motto was, never at rest except when he is at work, was promoting his Christmas hams and bacon as well as his fresh sausages and puddings. Mrs. B. Hackett of High Street, Milner, was promoting silk and fur-lined gloves, gent scarves, collars, cuffs, braces and handkerchiefs, as well as a variety of ladies' furs and dresses. The Monster House, High Street, had its annual bazaar and a fancy drapery sale was in full swing with streams of customers passing through its doors. Mr. Arthur J. Wilson of Upper John Street had everything befitting the most luxurious tables with Huntley and Palmer's and Jacob's iced and ornamented cakes, plum puddings, figs, fruit and a large variety of biscuits. Griffins of Rose Inn Street advertised the largest amount of smokers' requisites outside of London, with boxes of cigars and blends of cigarettes from Egypt, Turkey and Virginia. Clay pipe smokers were also catered for. By 1948, Christmas dances and balls were the order of the Christmas period, with dances and balls taking place county-wide. While dances took place throughout the Christmas period, St. Stephen's Night seemed to have to be one of the big nights of the season. In the city, the Mayfair Ballroom had a dance from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. St. Stephen's Night with the music of the Arcadian Dance Band. Admission was 5 shillings and spot prizes were on offer. Babes in the Wood was the pantomime that year, taking place on December 29th and 30th at the Kilkenny Theatre, Patrick Street, starring Marie Kennedy, Joseph O'Carroll, Jack Walsh, Billy Den and Nuala O'Sullivan, to name a few. In local cinema, the Regent's Cinema, William Street, was showing The High Command, a drama starring James Mason, and The Western Fool's Gold, starring Hopalong Cassidy. The Savoy Cinema, Parliament Street, was showing Laurel and Hardy in The Chimp and Bing Crosby and Barry Fitzgerald in Welcome Stranger. By Christmas 1978, we had arrived in the land of Christmas television. With just two channels, home entertainment couldn't possibly get better. Christmas Day Fair across the channels began with Christmas Day services, moved on to Billy Smart's Christmas Circus, followed by Wonderly Wagon, a festive carol service, and Christmas episodes of Some Others Do Have Them and Markham and Wise. The Christmas movie was Moby Dick. Films such as The Student Prince and Sleuth were also on offer. Through changes in society, Christmas has been one of our constants, ever changing and yet still managing to stay the same.